Back to the budget now and the expectation that VAT on food serving businesses will be reduced from its current rate of 13.5% back to 9%. It will cost anywhere between 600 and 800 million euros depending on how far the government goes. And that is money which the government will not be able to spend in other areas. Our reporter Ethna Dodd has been looking at the opportunity costs of reducing restaurant VAT.
This is the main restaurant floor, ringing the bell and service is ready and there's nothing better than a buzzy restaurant. We need this. We really, really need this and we hope that it will come through.
At Gourmet Food Parlour in Dunleary in Dublin, owner Lorraine Heskin is hopeful that a VAT rate of 9% will be introduced in this year's budget for food and catering businesses like hers.
As an industry, it has been very difficult to absorb all the additional costs. And additional costs not just withstanding in terms of food, but in terms of energy, diesel, petrol, overheads, operational costs. Chocolate's gone up, dairy has gone up, everything's gone up. You know, poultry's gone up 70%, you know, red meat's gone up 90%.
And if it doesn't happen, if VAT stays where it is, then what?
Oh, I think it's going to be even more difficult. You know, I think back to the recession, I think back to COVID, I think back to all the bars and restaurants in this country that have worked so hard to work through all of that, and then to fall at this final hurdle, to not have this little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, I think it's going to make things very difficult because we can't keep putting the prices up on the customer plate.
The government is allowing scope for 1.5 billion euros of tax cuts in budget 2026. According to estimates from the Department of Finance's Tax Strategy Group, a VAT reduction for food and catering businesses from 13.5% to 9% represents a loss in tax revenue of 675 million euros. In other words, 45% of that tax cut scope will go to the food and catering sector.
This is not a sector that is under stress. Their employment is growing by 7%. That's twice the growth rate of the economy at large.
Dr. Laura Bambrick is the Social Policy Officer for the Irish Congress of Trade Unions. She believes that a VAT reduction for the restaurant and catering sector would be a poor use of government resources.
This is a sector that employs the most amount of minimum wage workers. And these were the very same workers that government delayed a living wage for these workers by 3 years. They have done a U-turn on the commitment to give them 10 days paid sick pay. So workers are already paying a heavy price for government's package, for the cost of business, for the hospitality sector.
The Restaurant Association of Ireland represents more than 3,000 food-serving businesses. Its chief executive, Adrian Cummins, says that a 9% VAT rate for the sector is vital.
If the government doesn't bring in the 9% VAT rate, well, that puts extreme pressure on a sector that is under extreme strain. Our margins have been squeezed so much that many, many businesses just aren't making any profit at the moment.
Would you expect to see prices come down for consumers if VAT is reduced?
Well, that's a matter for each business, whether they would like to pass it on or not. To try and pass that on, that VAT rate, I think it'll be very difficult for many, many businesses because that'll be the lifeline for keeping them open or not.
By reducing VAT for the food and catering sector, the government would be reducing the tax base. That leaves less money for other government priorities.
What I would like to see is if there's enough money to reduce VAT at the cost that is supposed to be, that we will see similar investment in the youth of our country.
Louise Bayliss is the head of social justice and policy at St Vincent de Paul.
Budget 2026 is going to be an opportunity where we see where the government's priorities really are. We've heard an awful lot about child poverty being the government's priority. We'll know what when we see the expenditure and we can weigh it up against other priorities, which one really is the priority. So are we going to see a high investment in reducing child poverty and reducing child homelessness?
Are you aware the budget's coming up in 3 weeks' time?
I am very much aware of it, yeah.
It's been heavily tipped that restaurants will get a VAT reduction in this budget. What do you make of that?
Well, I think the hospitality industry is probably fairly strapped at the moment, but whether they're the biggest need or not is another question altogether. I would think that housing should be addressed before VAT for restaurants.
I think it's totally necessary, yeah. I feel so sorry for restaurant businesses today. It's so tough for them. And it's been on the cards for ages and it just hasn't happened, and I feel like we need to support local business. So a VAT reduction would be hugely helpful.
If it saves some jobs and stops restaurants closing, well, I'm all for that.
If they pass it on to the customers, yes, but if they don't, no.
No, I think it should stay at the 13%.
Why so?
I think their prices are high enough for them to be making a decent enough profit without the government losing out on payments.
I work in a restaurant, so I would definitely be happy with that.
Why do you think it'll help you as a restaurant worker?
More people will spend money on tips and stuff like that as well, when it's like not that expensive. Like going out for a dinner is so expensive now that some people don't have the money to tip and stuff, so it just will make a difference, I think.
And those were some people speaking to our reporter Ethna Dodd.